y'all. This is WWE Superstar Sami Zayn.
Selena Vega here.
And yours truly, the half man, half amazing Montel Vontavious Porter, MVP.
You're listening to Road Trip After Hours with Mac Davis.
And Hall of Famer, Teddy Long.
With a certified G and a bona fide stud. And I'm not even talking about me. I'm talking about Teddy Long and my man, Mac Davis. How you guys doing? Enjoy the show, guys.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Road Trip After Hours. I'm your host, Mac Davis, along with my WWE Hall of Famer co-host, Mr. Peanut Head, Teddy Long. Hey, Teddy, how you doing, brother?
See, there you go. Didn't nobody ask for all that.
That, okay? But I give it to you anyhow, free of charge.
I don't know why you had to even bring up anything about Peanut Head and all that, okay?
Well, as a matter of fact, with Peanut Head in mind, I've got an image I'm going to post during this show. I don't know where it came from, but there's an image of you. Teddy, you might remember this, but your head is surrounded by peanuts.
I got that picture right now. I got it hanging in. I took all the pictures down because I'm moving. But the story behind Peanut Head is when I first started managing Butch and Run, you know, I was a heel, and they were looking for something to, have the people boo me or put some heat on me. And I told Jim Cornette, I said, well, when I was a little boy, I said, my nickname was Peanut. That's what they always called me. So Jim Cornette started calling me Peanut Head. That's how the Peanut Head started.
I was wondering that because when I saw that picture and everybody, you're looking at it now, it's just hilarious. It's like, I know that's Teddy, but
I got
peanuts.
That, man. I got that hanging in my, well, like I said, as soon as I get settled, I'm going to put it back up. But yeah, man, that Peanut Head is the kind of the reason where I am today.
Look, before we get to our guest, we got a great guest on today. We'll tell you about in just a minute, man.
Yes, we do.
But I do want to take a quick moment and say thank you. In the last week, Teddy and I have learned that our show is kind of climbing up the charts on Apple and other podcast platforms. I said this in a post, and Teddy will tell you this is the truth. We're just two guys who record every week. We don't know how to advertise this show. We don't know how to get it out there. We just put it out there. And the fact that you're growing this show yourselves, making us come up those charts, thank you. We appreciate that. We don't live by those numbers. Teddy, I said this too. Being from radio, if you live by the numbers, you die by the numbers. But
well,
thank you.
And here's what I wanted to say too about that. You know what I mean? I think what's really happening for us is that, you know, we speak the truth. Okay. Whatever I say on this program, I'm telling you the truth. Okay. I ain't going, you know, because I don't have no reason to lie. Because when you start lying, then all that does is stir up mess. You know, you tell one lie, you got to tell two. Simple as that. So that's what I'm saying. And like I said, Mac and I, we don't rehearse anything. Sometime he'll call me right away, say, hey, you ready to go? I'm ready to go. So we're just winging it, and we're just having a good time because it's real. This is how we act. I've given him hell all the time, and I'm gonna do that today too, so don't worry, you're gonna get it. And like I said, when I first started doing this, you know, I wouldn't even talk to nobody on a podcast, but I kept seeing Mac, and he's just on his own and trying to do his thing, and that impressed me. He wasn't letting nothing hold him back. He said, hey, I'm by myself, whatever I gotta do to try to make it, I'm gonna make it. And that impressed me, so I went and talked to him and said, man, whatever I can do to help you, man, let me help you. And this is how Mac and I got this started. So, and we're going to keep this going. And I just thank him for putting up with me and just, you know, give me the opportunity to help him out.
Hey, look, we just have a good time. It's like Teddy said, it's what you hear on this show is Teddy and I in the car as we drive somewhere. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about it, laughing about it, fussing about it. Teddy is usually cranky about something always, which is always fun to listen to when he gets cranky. So all right, let's get to our guest today, because we do have a special guest today from St. Louis. He is one of those legendary promoters from that area. And this guy, not only is he been a promoter all these years, but he also is the mayor of a small town up in this area of St. Louis, and he also handles Fan Fest 2, which is, of course, the second version of Fan Fest that we had last year in St. Louis. He is a busy, busy man, but he is also a well-loved individual among the wrestlers and other workers in this industry because of his honesty and fairness in this business. Please welcome Mr. Herb Simmons. Hey, Herb.
Hey, I appreciate it. And man, I'll tell you, I could listen to you guys all day and all night long because, you know, when you talk about the numbers of your show growing, it's no secret. I mean, you guys give the fans what they want to hear, and that's the truth and transparency. Yes. You know, and every time I hear you guys battering back and forth, there's times that I just laugh my tail off because, I mean, that's what people want to be. They want to be entertained, and they want to know what you're telling them is the gospel. And when I hear Teddy talk about, you know, that's what you get when you talk to him. That's the same way you get with me. I mean, my little TV show we do every Sunday night, I say if I get one more person watching it every week, it's a success. Because I'm not on there setting the world on fire, but you know, one more viewer is what we look for every Sunday night, and it works. And I love it when I'm out somewhere and people say, "Hey, we saw your show on YouTube, man." It takes us back to the old days of wrestling, and that's what we're trying to do.
Tell everybody about this show that you're talking about. This is the SICW platform that you're speaking of. Where do people find that? And give them a little more information about that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube every Sunday night at 8 p.m. On SICW All-Star Wrestling or Championship Wrestling. We go by both of the monikers there. It's on Facebook. We're on a little TV out of St. Louis called Intrigue Television. As you guys know, and I know Teddy does, TV is a different animal when it comes to putting it all together. And
that's right.
I've got a great locker room. You know, I got guys in my locker room was trained by the late great Harley Race that are still with me out there, just entertaining folks. And, you know, we do the ringside interviews and some beatdowns from time to time. And it's just great. We got our own version of the Devastation Incorporated that is just on fire now, which that gimmick will be on fire forever and ever if you want to use it, you know. But yeah, I'm happy with that. You know, we've got a lot of episodes, but we do tapings every month. We'll come in after our house show and then the boys stay over and we tape for 1 week, 1 hour episodes on that Sunday. And we have fun with it. We have a studio audience that if you come to the Saturday night main house show, you get into TV free. So you get to come and see 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon after you get out of church, you know. So, and that's just the way it was back in the day. You had to run home and watch wrestling at the Chase.
And since you're speaking on that, Herb, I wanted to also say, you know, what an honor it is, you know, to be able to work with you. You've been in this business certainly a many number of years. You've dealt with a lot of things, and I know that you're one of the guys that really know. And like Mac was saying, as we were bringing you on, you know, the fairness, you know, that's what this business needs is people to be fair. And that's all. I mean, and that's real easy to do, but we just have some people just refuse to do that. But Herb, you've been one of those guys that have always been fair. You've always, you know, if you couldn't make something happen, you do everything you could to try to make it happen. So I certainly thank you for letting me be a part of SICW and part of the Big Thus, the Fan Fest that's coming up. I wanted to ask you something else, and I wanted to make sure I don't want to put something out that may not be right. But there's a rumor, and I did hear this, that Bob Orton, Cowboy Bob Orton, is going into the Hall of Fame. And Randy Orton's son is going to be there to induct him. Is that true?
Well, you know, Randy and I are talking. I sure hope it's true. I hope it can happen. And I don't want to speak for Randy. I have been told by members of the Orton family that the entire family is trying to get together. The one son is coming in from New York, Nathan, who's a successful comedian in his own rights and setting the world on fire in New York. And so I'm excited to see Nathan again. And, you know, I know WWE has rules and regulations, and by no means would I want to cause Randy any trouble. But if he happens to drop in, you know, he's going to be treated with respect. And I think it would be great because Bob Orton Jr. runs my training academy for me, and he's done so much for the wrestling business.
I think, too, and you speaking on that, too, you know, I mean, you know, considering the changes that are being made and that some have already been made in WWE, I just don't see them having any problem with that. You know, that's his father. And how's right. that going to hurt them? But I mean, like I'm like you, you know, we just never know. But right. I really think now, you know, like I said, with the changes or whatever, I really think that they'll okay that. I don't think they'll bother them. But like I said, we'll just have to see.
Yeah. Well, and I think the great part is that, you know, I helped give Randy his first match back in the day. And there's a Broadway Athletic Club in St. Louis, and Bob called and said, "Hey, Randy needs a little bit more training." And I hooked him up with some of my guys, the Ron Powers and Night Train Gary Jackson and Tillicon, who goes by that name now. So, and those guys are still with me. And and Bob's dad, Bob Orton Sr., was on the first program back in 1959 of Wrestling at the Chase when it first started. And he's been inducted into the St. Louis Hall of Fame. So he's been in there since the class of 2019. So to induct Bob now, and boy, if Randy could show up, that would be great. And I love the Orton family.
And I traveled with Bob for a while. And so
I know he told me.
Me and Bob, we can't tell you this on after hours here, but I've got a great White Castle story for you.
Believe me, I just made a road trip with Bob about 3 weeks ago. And
you already know.
I know, but Teddy, I got to tell you, my friend that hauls the ring and owns it and everything, he was riding with us in the back seat, and he Googled Bob's name, and you know how everything comes up your whole life. So yeah. he starts reading stuff off, and it was triggering stuff for Bob. And it was one of those trips where I set the cruise control on about 40 miles an hour because I didn't want to get it over with. I wanted to hear more stories. Each thing he would say, 1972, you did this, you got this, and that happened. And he'd say, don't tell my wife about that, you know. But yeah, it was one of those road trips you didn't want to end.
Yeah. Herb, let me ask you, as much as you love the wrestling business in your area, you have been there. How many years? Has it been over 50 years now?
51 51 this past February.
51 years. You've now taken on the Fan Fest, something you started last year. And was there something about last year that just made you say, we need to do this again? Why are you taking these chances?
it's a logistical nightmare. But, I was part of one back in 2012, 2011, I think it was. I know Colonel Buck Robley. Back then, the colonel had called Larry Matisek and I and said, hey, we got this money guy that wants to put on. He was a Road Warrior fanatic, and he wanted to put on a big one in St. Charles, Missouri. And they wanted some front men here to help coordinate it. Because Buck was from out of the area. This money guy was from out of the area. So he flew in and he met with Larry and I. And of course, Teddy, how many times have we heard the stories that, we're going to set the world on fire and we're going to open up all these promotions. And that's what this guy's plan was. He said. We made him pay us up front. We weren't going to wait on the if come.
You already knew when you saw him. There we go. How much snake oil he's going to try to sell us?
Yeah. So into this day, poor Colonel went to his grave and never got paid from the guy because he sold him a bill of goods. How he was going to open up a promotion in Dallas, Texas, and have all this going on. But that Fan Fest we pulled together. We had the Funks, the Briscoes, the Rock and Roll Express, and there was 22 of the legends that came in for that. But they had no wrestling. The Bruiser Brody Memorial wasn't attached to it. So to answer your question, Mac, myself and my senior referee, your friend Nick Rednar, they've had these Fan Fest all over the world. And so Nick and I was sitting around one night after a match, and said, hey, why don't we consider doing one in St. Louis? After all, St. Louis, we've been told by everybody, was the hub of professional wrestling under the NWA banner. Yep. And so I jumped in with one foot, and we ended up with 53 legends. You guys know you were there. Everything seemed to run pretty smooth, except for the maintenance guy at the hotel. Instead of having it on air conditioning, he had it on heat.
Oh, God, I remember that. Yeah.
It was hot as you know what there. And then by the time they realized they had the thermostat set wrong, then you had a couple of hundred people or so in there. And so it took that much longer for that room to cool down. But but overall, everything went smooth. I mean, I had vendors there, GT Collectibles and Scott Wilder's production helped out. And before they left that day, they said, hey, if you do another one, we're back, because everything went so smooth. And so lo and behold, a few months goes by. I mean, fans were just still raving about it, and the boys that came in, and everybody had a good time. And they said, and I always do the Bruiser Brody Memorial every May. Barbara Goodish, love her. That's my girl, and she always comes in and helps me, and she will. And this year, Brody's sister, Gail, is making the trip in.
Oh, good.
So I'm real excited about seeing Gail again. I jumped in, and of course, Sam Muchnick always told me, if you're going to do something a second time, you either got to do it as good or better. And so, you know, we're up to over 60 legends and special guests that's going to be there on May 17th and 18th.
And, yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to start on that Friday night, the 17th, with Bill Apter's one-man show. And I just saw something yesterday, I think it was, where the tickets are selling really well.
Ain't nobody going to come to that, Bill, after one man show.
Well, we're about sold out, so I'm happy. That's the good thing, of course.
We're sold out for something else. It's not that Bill after one man show.
I got to tell you a quick story. Last year, when I booked the first one, Bill was one of the first ones that called me, and we made an arrangement. He was going to come in, and the next day he calls me, and I thought, well, he's just needing some more information. You know, Bill's my dear friend. He said, I made a mistake.
He said, Herb, I think we're starting to lose you a little bit there.
He said, it's Mother's Day weekend. Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you now. Uh-oh. Can you hear us?
Hello?
How about now?
He froze up.
Hello? You there? Teddy, you still got me?
Yeah.
Okay. Herb, you there? Let's see. You're froze up. Let's see.
Wait,
I think I see him moving again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, Bill called me the next day and said, hey, I made a mistake. I said, what's that? He said, it's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I know that. He said, but the other big problem is it's my anniversary weekend.
Uh-oh.
And of course I said, well, happy wife, happy life. So but this year I announced he was the first one that said, hey, I'm on, let me do my one show. And it's great. I've seen it, but he changes it up all the time. And but that'll be Friday night. We'll start that around 7 o'clock. And
Saturday, of course, now we have the Fan Fest itself. That starts, am I right to say 10 a.m.?
Yeah, you know, we're scheduled to start at 10, but, you know, I'm the type of guy that if I got fans standing in the line and if the legends are in place and they're ready to go, I want the fans inside meeting the boys and getting their signatures. And, you know, I don't want people standing around waiting. And that's what I'm a procrastinator to the fact that I want to hurry up and get it done. And my staff, which is just a few people, because I'm kind of I only trust a few guys and girls. And but let's get everybody in place and let's get the fans in there. And because I want them inside. I want them in there checking the goods out, you know.
I also wanted to mention this too. We were talking about the Bill Apter one man show. I'll be a guest on there.
That's why the tickets aren't selling, because Teddy is the guest on the show. I mean, you know, Teddy was talking about, you know.
Tickets were still until they announced that. Yeah.
Well, that's good then, because if the tickets ain't selling, that means I don't have to be on the show.
I think you're going to be on the show because there's a couple of special guests. Medusa's going to be there.
All right.
And I just got notified today. My good friend Jerry Briscoe called me and said, hey, would you like to have JBL back?
Oh, and, great.
I said, can I take about 5 seconds to think about that?
That excites me, actually. I'm glad to hear you there.
I haven't even announced. I just literally an hour ago got that notification. So that'll be coming out later on today. And, you know, JBL raised money last year for Black Bart. And that's what he's going to be doing again this year. And I'm so glad to be a part of that because, I had Black Bart booked for last year. And right there during that time is when he got ill and couldn't make it, you know.
Because I remember that JBL started a GoFundMe or something like that just before that Fan Fest that year. Go ahead, Teddy. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's all right. And speaking of Black Bart, man, I'm glad y'all mentioned that, because Black Bart, God Jesus, I love him to death, man.
Great guy.
He was one of the first match that I ever refereed in the NWA was Black Bart and Ron Bass. So that was the first match I ever had. And it was a Texas Death match. So, you know, they scared me to death.
How scared were you?
Oh, brother. I'm going to tell you something that really happened there. That when I see you, you're going to really.
I can only imagine with Ron and Black Bar. Oh, my gosh. I think I'd have found me a corner and just stood there.
Yeah. And so I'm going to talk to JBL and see if there's anything I can do to help him, you know, to help raise money for Black Bar. Because Bart was one of a kind. He was the best.
Oh, I'm telling you. And then just to be able to add him to that growing list, yes. I think that when it's all, you know, we're getting close, but I think we're going to be up to close to 70 people there. I tell everybody, I said, look, if you're watching the news about the 16th or the day of the 17th, and there's a report of this big fat guy running towards the airport, don't worry, it's just Herb leaving town.
Herb, I do want to mention some of the other names before we let you go here. We're going to run out of time. But I do want to bring up some of the other names that'll be there, include Sergeant Slaughter, which is another huge name, good guy to be around. Abdullah the Butcher, that's another one I'm looking forward to. I have never spoken one-on-one with Abby. So I'm Teddy, you're going to do me a favor that day.
That's I'm going to have Abby. I'm going to have Abby take that fork and just ram it right in your forehead.
Actually, I was thinking the same thing, and you'll see what I mean later on. Also, Godfather will be there. It sounds like a great weekend, guys. Paul Roma, Coco Beware, Wildfire, Tommy Rich, Tito Santana, Jimmy Hart. Of course, Teddy Long will be there. Downtown Bruno, Haku. That's just a few of the names. Like you mentioned, there's nearly 70 people, and I just named off a bunch of A-list names right there.
Oh, yeah. We got Medusa going to be there. Wendy Richter is being inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with Judy Martin, Lalani Kai. And, of course, we talked about Cowboy Bob Orton with the caveat that hopefully the entire Bob Orton family will be there to take part of that. But then also I'm inducting the gentleman who owned the Chase Park Plaza Hotel, Mr. Coppler, and he probably should have been in there a long time ago, because without him and Sam's partnership that they made on an airplane on a handshake back in 1959, there would be no wrestling at the Chase. And he had the venue and had the TV station, and Sam had the wrestling and the workers. And that's what was born out of that handshake. And so Mr. Coppler's going in. His grandson will be there to accept the award. And then George Abel was a longtime announcer. He was actually the predecessor to my good friend Larry Matisek. And George's son is going to fly in to be there to accept that award. And so I'm really excited about that. And of course, the Bruiser Brody Memorial Battle Royal will have the night of wrestling like we did last year. We'll see if who's going to walk out of there with that big, beautiful trophy cup that Barbara Goodish will award it to.
Good. Herb, we appreciate you coming on today. And, you know, I know how busy you are. And I mentioned just earlier, you're just also a mayor for a city there or a town. Where are you a mayor, by the way? It's not St. Yes, a subdivision somewhere in.
No, I'm actually on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River. It's a little small river town called East Crandallet, Illinois. And I've been mayor there about 48 years. And people say, well, you don't mustn't believe in term limits, do you? I say, yes, I do. Every 4 years, the people have a right to get me out of there. And
they have a right to keep you.
And I tell them, they say, well, how come you've been the mayor so long? And I say, well, that's the easiest thing. I said, it's one of two things. Either.
We'll never know what those two things are. Are you there, Herb? Herb. That's great. He leaves us in suspense right at the end of the show. Are you still there, Herb?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What were those two things?
The two things are either I'm doing one heck of a job or nobody else wants it, and it's probably the latter of the two.
Yep. Herb, again, thank you so much for being on the show today. Teddy and I certainly appreciate your time, and we also appreciate being kind of taken into the family the first year, last year, between last year and this year, just what you've sent me in business alone, I certainly appreciate. And it's kind of a family atmosphere around there. People who were there that first year, we just feel like it's something that's going to grow into something even bigger. And Herb, I'm glad to be a part of that. And I know, Teddy, you are as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And Mac, I got to tell you, that commercial you did for the raceway, it's being played everywhere. They loved it.
Oh, good. So, good, good. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's a good, anytime you can tie up with NASCAR, that's what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind that whatsoever. Herb, thank you so much. We'll see. It's Fan Fest 2. Again, that's going to be at the Aviator Hotel and Ballroom, and that's going to be on May 17th and 18th. Friday night, be the one-man show with Bill Apter. Then you got your Fan Fest, you got your Hall of Fame, and you got wrestling matches. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. You need to be there. Get your tickets right now. SICW.org. That's SICW.org. And that's it. We're out of time. Herb, thank you so much.
See you guys. See you in May.
Teddy, I'll see you again next week, my friend.
Okay, so you're just going to go off there and you're not going to say nothing to the fans or nothing. And
I said it in the beginning. What do you
think? I thought we had questions. There's some Herb. People got things that they want to know.
Now, Herb, you're still here. So you see, when I come to St. Louis, I'm going to need a huge bottle of aspirin because I'm bringing this asp with me. So.